Well, CJWW is proud to present the Rattlers Rodeo Country Night. That'll be tomorrow night at Sasktel Center. And number one from your Saskatchewan Rattlers, Nate Pierre-Louis, 6'4" guard from New Jersey, joins us on the show today. Nate, before we get into the Country Rodeo Night, tell us a bit about your season thus far. Bit of a slow start, but you've picked it up a little bit. And really, the last five games, you guys are playing some good basketball.
Yeah. I think we've been playing really well. We're just trying to, you know, mesh still. I think that we're just learning still a little bit with each other. But I think that we had a little run. I think my goal is to go 2-2 in this little home stretch, get a win tomorrow against Calgary, and I'm very excited for that.
Oh, what's the deal about the Surge? I mean, you guys haven't lost to them this year.
Yeah.
They're a really good basketball team. I think they're only two games back of Vancouver, yet they're a team that in second spot that you guys are beating. What is it about the Surge?
I think that we just match up very well to them. And the ball has dribbled the right way for us against them. We made timely buckets in the right time. That could happen in any of those games, but it just happened to be Calgary. But I think that we just match up very well with them.
All right, hoping to make it three straight tomorrow night at Rattlers Rodeo Country Night against the Calgary Surge. But even the other wins you guys have had this season, I mean, they're not teams at the bottom of the league, you know. Yeah. Over in the East too. You know, the top dogs, you guys are beating some really good basketball teams. So, yeah. You know, you get on a bit of a roll and anything can happen, I guess.
I think that we're a team that you really don't want to see on a rough night, because you got to bring your A game against us. We're going to play hard. It's not going to be an easy night. I mean, last game we kind of had a fumble with our effort a little bit. It was a little flat, but I think that's not a normal game for us. If you know, like, you can't leave a Rattler game early, because, like, you never know what could happen.
You betcha. Yeah. So with Rattlers Rodeo Country Night tomorrow night, tip off at 7:30. They got $5 beer all night long.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Fun. It's funny. You want to see some crazy
$5 beers on a Tuesday night. They got entertainment. They got tickets starting at just $20. Yeah, nice. You can't go wrong. So do you see a lot of cowboy hats in New Jersey?
In some parts.
Depending on
Depending where you are. You know, I was just saying earlier, I see my brother-in-law has a cool cowboy hat from Austin, Texas.
But nice.
We don't really have a lot of cowboys in New Jersey.
Nope.
Nah.
Are you more likely to listen to country music or to go to the rodeo yourself?
Probably listen to country music. Morgan Wallen.
I was gonna ask, that was my next question. Yeah. If you have a favorite country artist, who would it be?
Morgan Wallen, for sure.
All right. More listening to country music than watching or participating in the road. You've never been, huh?
No, I never participated. Like I said, like, I'm from New Jersey, so it's not a lot of things over there that's like resembles a rodeo.
The basketball rodeo. Players in New Jersey, right?
A lot of basketball players.
Right on. Well, Nate, thanks for taking the time in to chat with us today. We look forward to the Rattler fans coming out to cheer loud tomorrow night again.
Yeah.
Get started early, right?
Yeah,
$5 beers.
Make sure you guys come out and support. It's going to be a fun game. The $5 beers. Enjoy yourselves.
Yep. 7:30 tip off tomorrow night, Sasktel Center. It's the Rattlers and the Calgary Surge.